Okay, so first things first, let's make sure everybody's recording.
Yes.
So we don't have this come back on us again.
Welcome to episode 27 of One More Podcastle, where nothing is ever easy. My name is Eric Bailey. I am no stranger to an occasional stroll down a dark alley, and I'm the editor-in-chief of onemorecastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I've got nothing.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian editor, and I have an irrational fear of ducks.
That's right, you got promoted? Is that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, he now edits the Canadians.
I do.
He's the Canadian editor.
Wow. That's, do you need a degree for that, or?
It's preferred.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was something that just you got when you were born, or.
Well, they enroll you from a young age, and then you kind of work up towards it through your life, and finally you get it if you've done well enough. If you've been Canadian enough.
Well, congratulations, Jason.
Thank you.
So, what do you do now? Like, what were you doing before?
Writing.
And now you don't write anymore? You just edit?
Oh, no, I still write.
Oh.
We're making him do more work, is what it boils down to.
Yeah. I actually think I've written more since I started.
I would like to not be promoted, if that's...
Okay,
what happens
cool.
If you get...
I will put it on the official One More Castle behind the curtain task list to never promote Hunter.
Awesome.
Ever.
That way I don't have to worry about it.
Perfect.
Yep, so the next time Andrew's like, hey, Hunter is so great. He always does such an excellent job. We should give him more responsibility. I'm going to be like, nope.
I got it on tape. He said no.
I won't even tell him that. I'll just refuse. I'll just be like, no, we're not promoting him. Won't do it.
Good.
Hunter, you said you have nothing, but how much nothing do you have?
It's about 33.
Okay, cool. I'll just make sure you didn't have all the nothing, because I like to have nothing sometimes.
Yeah. It's a 33 with a bag of oranges.
Okay.
Oh.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hog the nothing.
Okay. Do you want some nothing?
Not tonight. I'm good.
Okay. Well, let me know. I'll send it through PayPal.
Oh, perfect. Is there a transaction fee for that?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Oh!
can you believe it?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So have you guys played any old video games lately, or, you know?
Yeah, I did.
Oh?
Why do you always laugh when you say that?
Because we can never be sure with Jason.
You can really never be sure.
I played a retro style game. What's that even mean?
I played a mod that was made last year based on an old game.
Yeah, I'm good that way. But I've been playing more Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Perfect.
I've decided it kind of pisses me off now.
Oh. Whoa. That's interesting.
Finally got tired of the taxes, huh?
No.
No. I never grow tired of the taxes.
You never grow tired of the taxes. The problem is you can't tax fast enough. There's no speed button. You can't control time in the game. Like, you know how in SimCity and the...
Yeah.
You know, there's normal, slow, and then a super fast speed.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Speed up development. The original Roller Coaster Tycoon doesn't have that. And it's really annoying because you'll start a scenario and they'll give you 3 years to, say, have 650 guests with a park rating of 700.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do that in the first year.
Oh, wow.
And the first year takes about 45 minutes to an hour. So it's just 2 hours of waiting after that. So I actually... started hacking apart the files in it, going through the hex code.
Oh, wow.
I was like, there has to be a way to speed this up.
Wow.
Apparently there isn't.
So, it's funny because you say it's pissing you off, and yet it sounds like you are really really liking this game. You are passionately devoted to this game.
I am willing to hack through the files to enjoy it.
That's impressive. If a game doesn't tax you fast enough and you have to hack the game to make that possible, that's dedication, my friend.
That is dedication.
I applaud you.
You are definitely Canadian enough.
Thank you. What have you guys been playing?
Jesse, why are you laughing?
You just
made fun of Jason for laughing, and then you did it.
Because I'm still laughing at Jason in the text thing. It's funny. I picked up two games recently, and
no, you didn't.
I did actually.
Steam?
No.
Oh,
not on Steam. I still buy physical games.
Okay.
I had to take advantage of my 5% off membership card that I got because I've bought so many games at this store. And I bought, strangely enough, both of them are beat 'em up games. Two I've never heard of. One for the NES called Roller Games.
Yeah.
And the other one is for the Genesis called Alien Storm.
Oh, you haven't heard of Alien Storm?
I've never heard of Alien Storm. It is the strangest beat-em-up game I have ever played. So Alien Storm, you get to pick between three different characters. One is a female. She has a flamethrower. The guy has a lightning gun. It's the only way I can even think to. And then you could also pick a robot with a lasso. And it's, it's a lasso or a whip, maybe. It's probably a lasso. Anyway,
Same thing.
It's your traditional beat 'em up game, and you're fighting aliens that have invaded Earth, but some of them look human, so you don't know which ones are which until they attack you.
That's kind of scary.
There are aliens that live in garbage cans, and when they come after you, they still have the garbage can like on them. The game's broken up in weird sections, so the first section of a level is your traditional side-scrolling beat-em-up, and then you go to like a first-person kind of a light gun-esque rail shooter perspective, kind of like T2, something like that. Mm-hmm. And you're like killing, aliens in like a shop or something. But the weird part about it is everything in the shop is destructible, like from the shelves to the walls to all the lights. So like you can literally just destroy everything in the entire shop.
Fun.
But I feel weird. Like I feel guilty after doing it. Cause I'm like, once I'm gone, the owner's going to come in and be like, oh, my shop is completely shot up. I can't sell anything here.
Wow. So you've actually like passed into gamer guilt. You actually, for your in-game actions, you're like, wow, that poor shopkeeper.
Yeah, like I was blowing everything up and killing aliens and stuff. I was like, man, this is a lot of fun. And then I got done and I was like, oh, this shop is in pieces. And I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to go. That's terrible. I'm not going to stick around and help clean up or anything like that. And then the next section is a side scrolling, but you're running really fast. Hmm. So it's more of a shooter kind of a game, like a vertical shooter kind of game, but not vertical, it's horizontal. Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense. So
are you the kind of person that when you play Legend of Zelda games, you refuse to break people's pots?
Oh no, I break their pots.
Okay.
If they're not there, I break them. Cuz I don't want to get caught, red-handed.
So you won't do it like right in front of their face.
No. Okay. This perfect example. Link's Awakening, the first shop that you go to, you can actually steal the item by running around the shop. Okay. I've never done that.
Oh, you should do it once because it's really funny if you do. There's actually a punishment for it.
They call you thief throughout the rest of the game, and if you try to go back in, he electrocutes you and kills you.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've never done it, though. Like, I've always, I was like, I'm just going to keep cutting grass until I get enough rubies to buy this shovel. I'm not going to steal it. I may never come back here, but I know that if I steal this shovel, that shopkeeper is going to be waiting for me, putting up posters with my face on them and a reward. You know, like a pat on the back or a firm handshake or something like that. And I can't deal with that. I can't do it.
Well, how deep does your commitment to Legend of Zelda ethics go? For instance, the Koukos, the chickens, will you slash them?
I've never done that.
You've never hit it? Wow.
Why?
I haven't. Like, I've seen the video. I've seen what happens. I don't know.
Is this the same guy who's telling me he was executing Nazis and Rise of the Triad several weeks ago?
Yeah, dude, they're Nazis.
They're Nazis.
Come on. These are just chickens that are just hanging around, you know?
But, okay, let's keep peeling this onion back, though. If you're, let's say it's Ocarina of Time, and you're going across the overworld, just the fields of Hyrule, okay? And some random generic enemy pops out. Do you just not fight them? Do you just keep walking?
Well, am I on the back of the horse, or...
No, you're walking. Let's say you're on foot.
If I can avoid it, yeah, I'm going to avoid it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to waste the time to attack this thing if it's just going to, you know, hold me up. I want to continue on. I'm on a journey. I'm on an adventure. I don't want this thing to stop me.
Okay, next question. Excuse me. Let's say you're in a dungeon and you open a door, you enter the next room, and there's a puzzle you have to complete, and it's pretty simple. But there's one enemy flying around the room in a pattern. Do you bother killing the enemy to make it a little easier for yourself, or just leave the enemy alone? He's just an innocent guy flying around.
I probably wouldn't kill him unless if he actually hit me and I lost
him. Really?
Health. Yeah, like if it's just like what are they called? Keys? Like if it's just a keys flying around and, you know, I can just, you know, do my thing without it hitting me, I'm not going to kill it, no.
Okay, how about the Goombas in Super Mario Brothers games? You just skip them all?
If I can, yeah. It's just going to slow you down. You can just jump pipe to pipe. You don't have to kill everything in sight.
Contra.
Unless if that's the objection of the game. I kill everything in Contra.
Okay. Okay, good.
But everything kills you. Everything's always shooting something at you.
You can skip a lot of the enemies in Contra. I'm not saying it's easy or that I would advise it, but...
I mean, I'm going to take the path of least resistance. If somebody's shooting at me, I'm going to kill him. But if you're just like over in the corner playing Scrabble, you know, like I'm not going to bother you.
Okay, so you're not a complete pacifist. You're just interested in achieving maximum efficiency in your route through the level completion.
Yeah, like especially okay. Now, like my time to play video games is extremely short and it's very sad from years past. So like if I'm going to play a game, I'm going to try to cruise through it as quickly as possible.
Okay. Cool.
What do you think of roller games?
Right, let me go find out. I'm pretty sure I reviewed it.
Ugh. I can't wait till I get a review site just so I can do this. Wait, hold on a second. Let me just bring up, you know, Eric is the bomb, thejuggernaut.com/whatever.
No, I was correct. I even remember the score I gave it. I gave it 3 stars. I think it's decent. I mean, it's a Konami game, so you know it's going to be okay, at least.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's definitely a strange style to be on skates and trying to beat people up. I actually found it really challenging. I couldn't beat it. I tried. I'll be really honest. Here I am. I'm admitting I didn't beat the game when I reviewed it. But
for shame.
Do you have to, though? Like, is that part of it? Do you have to beat a game to review it? I mean...
You don't... I mean, obviously, I don't think you have to, because obviously I've done it at least once, but I prefer to try to at least beat it. I mean, that's why I live tweet going through Dragon Warrior 3, and when I beat it, you'll see my review go up. You guys might remember me on a few episodes ago, a while back, mentioning grinding for 3 hours on Dragon Warrior 2, and then magically that review went up later. Well, RPGs are a different beast, though. You have to do a lot of them to get real sense for their quality.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take a game like, let's say, like Super Mario Brothers, like you can go through half of the levels without beating it to really get an idea of how the game is.
True, but you can also beat it in about 6 minutes, so you might as well just play it for 6 minutes.
Well, yeah, but you know, like if it's the first time you've played it.
Right, but honestly, if it's a platformer or like a beat 'em up, I'll play it a few times and really try to beat it. But I thought roller games, it's designed well. It's not spectacular, and it's not for everyone because it is strange, but it's
interesting.
Yeah. I feel like there's too many cheap deaths, like with the holes in the street and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, from the guys throwing grenades.
Yeah, and like just there's some blind jumps where you can't really tell where you're going. And
well, a lot of that stuff, it's all pattern, you know, as long as you get the pattern down.
I think that's cheap, though.
That's NES, man.
Well, it's not every NES game, but yeah, a lot of them do come down to that, unfortunately.
Yeah. You can go, Bailey, if you want.
Well, it's been a weird week for me because, as you guys, well, no, listen, here, I have been playing more Dragon Warrior 3, but it's all just, right. I've just been grinding, like the two or three times I've gone to play it this week, I've just been going up that same part of land that has the metal slimes you encounter, because they give you so much more experience than anything else, so I haven't even bothered live tweeting it anymore because it would just be me sitting there tweeting about grinding for an hour or two. Other than that, I have been playing some retro style games. I don't know if you want to hear about that or not.
Sure.
They're on Steam, and there's two games in the series so far. It's called A Valley Without Wind. Have you heard about these games?
No.
Yeah.
Because A Valley Without Wind 2 is the one that just came out. That's the sequel. It's a new game. And I'm going to write reviews of them soon, but honestly, they've kind of absorbed my life. I looked up at the clock the other night, and I was playing the second game until 3 a.m., and that's unusual for me. I'm not usually a stay-up-till-3-a.m. guy anymore. But this game got me there, so I beat them both recently. I'll review them soon. They are something. They are quite the gaming experience.
What kind of games are they?
The first one, it's like a Metroidvania game with level-up spell crafting and colony development.
Cool.
So you'll spend the majority of your time exploring in a side-scrolling manner, and you're using your mouse to aim. The left mouse button, and you assign one spell, and you right-click for a different spell. And so you're killing enemies, you're collecting currency, you can exchange currency and resources you find to get different spells. And you go through the levels looking for these rare stones to make better spells. And you're killing these lieutenants, like the enemy lieutenants, like mini-bosses. When you do that, you level up. But whenever you level up, all the enemies in the entire world level up too. But you also have fellow survivors back at your colony that you have to keep happy by finding items that increase their skill points so that they can go on missions for you and get more skillful and happier at it, so that eventually they can attack the Overlord Fortress to reduce his level before you go beat him and save the whole continent.
Huh.
It's tough to describe completely. And then A Valley Without Wind 2 changes a bit more and reinforces the map-based view and makes it more of a turn-based strategy game. But to make a turn go by, you do that by completing one of the levels you select on the map. And so you're slowly exploring more, and the goal is to make yourself strong enough to beat the boss in the castle in the middle of the world. But the big enemy is always roaming the world, destroying your allies, and so you're finding level-up towers, and you're utilizing your forces in certain ways, and it's an in-depth kind of thing.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, not for everyone, just because they're kind of brainy. Yeah, you got to think about it, what you're doing. But I really like them, so.
I have made a note.
A Valley Without Wind.
A Valley Without Wind.
By Jason Bailey.
So that's what I've been playing. Dragon Warrior 3 and the A Valley Without Wind nice. Series.
Yeah. Finish him!
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
We don't have a new listener email discussion question this week.
What?
Wait, what do we have then?
Nothing.
What?
Nobody sent us anything.
What do we do?
Wait, we don't have like a backlog?
No, we ran
you
out.
You told like, me we had a backlog.
And we did when I told you that. Okay, we had like three extra ones, but people sent like a whole bunch at once, and then they were sending like one every 2 weeks, so we could rely on the backlog for a while. I mean, it's been a while since we haven't had one.
It's been since episode
3. Do you know what episode number this is?
It's like 27, yeah.
That's why I was asking. I wasn't sure.
I'm real disappointed in our listeners. I mean,
what did you do, Jason?
Oh, I went to England.
See, that's what kills it. Good job. Thanks.
Did you kill all of our listeners, Jason? Is that what you did?
Damn it.
We need a new co-host, Bailey.
I might have to take that promotion back.
Yeah, definitely. Now he's like the murderer. He's the murderer!
The murderer!
The murderer of all of our listeners. That's awesome.
That's awful. Why would you do that?
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Whatever. Okay, You're dead now.
If there's anyone listening out there, I just want to remind you, we have a podcast email address. It's podcast@onemorecastle.com. And until now, you guys are doing pretty good at this, but...
You let us down.
Yeah, email us a discussion question. Otherwise, we have nothing to talk about. We just get angry with each other.
I'm really upset. Like, I am upset.
I could kick Hunter in the shins right now. I'm that upset.
I would let Bailey kick me in the shins.
That's just disturbing.
Well, it's just so I can feel something other than this.
Oh, this is pretty bad. I understand. And even if you sent us a question in the past, you can send us another one. Like, we don't care if you repeat or something.
We go back for sloppy seconds all the time.
All the time.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
I just read Final Fantasy VII and VIII are coming to Steam.
What?
Why?
Because they can. Because everyone loves Steam.
Did you hear that Square Enix is also working on a game for Ouya?
No.
Yes.
Huh.
It's still up in the air if it's going to be like an exclusive title, which it probably won't if Square Enix is smart. It won't be, but... It'd be cool if we could get, because what I'm thinking it's going to be, I think it's going to be like Final Fantasy III, like the Japanese Final Fantasy III, because it was only released on, the DS?
Do you know what's funny?
Lots of things?
Jokes?
It is Final Fantasy III.
Is it really? Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Nice. I just pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy III.
Awesome. You have a really smart ass, Hunter.
I will buy that. I will buy that game.
Even as someone who thinks Final Fantasy VII is overrated... and who played it with a friend when he had it growing up, I might still buy it on Steam.
I played through Hotline Miami.
Oh, hey.
Did you?
What'd you think?
It's all right.
Oh, you didn't like it as much as we did?
Nah, I really didn't like it that much at all.
Huh. Oh, okay.
I will say this, though. The soundtrack is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I was completely blown away by how well the soundtrack was. I went and bought it.
It is a trip. It was a unique trip down a music hole right there. That is good stuff.
Like, part of me thinks that they made the game around the soundtrack, which isn't true. There's no way, that's just not going to happen. But it just fit the game so well.
Yeah, thematically, it totally fits. Like, it's an out-of-body experience the whole time.
Yeah, but the controls are terrible, and the AI is stupid, and it's completely repetitive. I probably won't play it ever again. But the soundtrack is awesome. That was weird.
That was weird. Is it that time?
I guess it is. If we got no email discussion question. Yeah. Oh no, it's the accordion.
Oh, the accordion, everybody.
Do you know how to play it?
It's on backwards.
Is that how you guys play it in Canada?
Yeah.
Because they're on the other side of the world, overseas.
Should we take a musical break?
We're waiting.
I don't know how to play.
let's listen to something that somebody knows how to play.
Okay, let's.
Wow.
Okay, we are far enough off the rails. Let's take a music break. And we're back! That was Back Alley Hero by Fox Synergy. Some sweet synthy 8/16-bit hybrid side-scrolling beat-em-up music for ya. If you like it, you can download it on the podcast page. You can also vote in the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We have 1 minute to introduce it, then we're going to argue about who picked the best game. But you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite on a poll we have on the podcast episode page. And hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. The winner from 2 episodes ago, episode 25, when we had a special guest, Ryan, from the Retro Rampage. Well, Ryan is actually the one who won.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, probably. He beat Ninja Warriors and Red Alarm with his pick, The Treasure of Redra Nohiho. I'll never be able to pronounce it, so I apologize. But yeah, the Super Nintendo game where you can write your own spell. So good work, Ryan. You show up and you win the vote. Way to go.
Is that jealousy? Is that what that is?
Maybe. I haven't won in a while. In non-guest episodes, Hunter, you're still on your streak, I feel. So.
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong. I'm not good with numbers.
Wait, do you mean the Juggernaut is on a roll?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
The Juggernaut.
Yes, that's what I meant. And I'm a little nervous because we're doing something a little different for this episode for the Retro Showdown. Due to popular demand, we're going to do a theme.
Okay, so first things first, let's make sure everybody's recording.
Yes.
So we don't have this come back on us again.
For those of you who don't know, we tried this once before. The last time we tried it, we did want to do a theme, but we tried it and it turned out we weren't even recording, so we had to re-record the entire episode. So we like the showdown format. It's not going to change anytime soon, but we are certainly open to themes. For this episode, we just kind of have a silly, simple theme. We each had to pick a video game with a color in the title. So somewhere in the title is a color. I look forward to seeing what everyone has picked tonight.
Well, let's get to it then, shall we?
All right, Jason, you got 1 minute for me?
Oh, you have 1 minute.
All right. Tonight for this episode, my Retro Showdown pick is Purple Turtles on Commodore 64. It was released in 19... You're laughing at me already. It's released in 1983. It's kind of a platformer. This is funny. So there's these four purple turtles, and they go up and down, and they're on a river, and you have to cross the river.
20 seconds.
I can't do it.
Wow.
Oh, five seconds.
Purple turtles.
Good grief. Just unbelievable.
You win.
No. Most definitely not.
All right, are you ready, Hunter?
Oh, I'm ready.
You may be good.
I actually picked a game. My pick for this week is Green Dog Beach Surfer Dude for the Sega Genesis. Released in 1992, you play as Green Dog Beach Surfer Dude, laid-back, cool guy in the side-scrolling adventure who gets rocked by a monstrous wave and knocked unconscious. Upon waking, Green Dog is sporting a sweet Aztec pendant that, he's told by a beautiful woman in a red bikini, holds a terrible curse. The curse will only be lifted if Green Dog travels the Caribbean Sea collecting 6 Aztec pieces of treasure. armed with only a tubular throwing disc, you encounter animals of all kinds out to hurt Green Dog Beach Surfer Dude. Once in a lifetime type of game, never to be replicated again. Surf's up, dude.
All right.
Purple I turtles.
That's right.
Amazing.
There's fruit.
All right, I guess I'll begin. The game I chose this
Good
week
luck.
Was the 1983 classic Blue Thunder, based on the feature film. Blue Thunder was released by Coca-Cola Telecommunications for Worlds of Wonder's short-lived Action Max game system. Coming on a VHS tape, this light gun game saw you play through the movie, essentially, where you had to save a building from a terrorist organization. By scoring points, you had to beat your opponent in this wonderful Blue Thunder VHS game. That's Blue Thunder for World of Wonders Action Max game system.
You just made that up.
What? It's a game played with a VHS tape?
Yeah, the console plugged into a VHS player. Or now you can plug it into a DVD player.
They're also known as VCRs?
No, VHS player.
A VHS player is different than a VCR? I'm confused.
It's synonymous. It's synonymous. I know what he's meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they came on VHS tapes. It was a light gun game. You shot helicopters from the film in different scenes from the film, and you got points for hitting your target, so it's based on accuracy.
So, did it have, like, video quality? Was it, like, a full-motion video kind of experience?
Yeah, everything was full-motion video. It was cut straight from the movie.
So you're playing a movie?
You're playing through sections of a movie.
So it's a movie.
No, it's a light gun game based on a movie, featuring footage from said movie.
So it's...
Wow.
So what you're saying is, it's a movie.
It's a movie game. It's the best of both worlds.
No, it's not.
So, Jason, can you answer a question for me?
Sure.
What's the black dildo in the corner?
I'm sorry, what?
There's a black dildo in the corner of the screen.
Oh, that's the turret from the helicopter you're piloting.
Really?
That's like your underslung, like, you know, 8-chamber minigun.
Is that what they call it these days?
Apparently so. That's news to me. I'm not hip to be square anymore.
Yeah.
Not down with the lingo.
It was great, because essentially the system would play any VHS tape that was formatted to be a light gun game.
So, would you fire at the screen and then, like, have to wait for something to happen before you could fire again, or how did it...
You fired at the screen. Basically, it was based on accuracy, so you would face off against someone or just try to get a high score.
I mean, forgive me, it's just that I'm not really familiar with the Action Max console.
It was great.
Wait, you're not?
It was a 1987 classic.
It's kind of a gap in my retro gaming knowledge, if you will.
I'm glad
not
I brought it to you.
Real big on the Action Max know-how here.
You're missing out. It has an extensive library of 5 games.
You know your library is small when the Virtual Boy had 3 times as many games.
Wow, that's a good point. Oh, there's even a game that was unreleased.
Yeah, Fright Night.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And only one game was released as a PAL game, so outside the U.S. Though that's unconfirmed.
Was it PAL exclusive? Like, did the PAL region only get one game, or did they get, like, 6?
They got one game.
That's pretty awful. The poor PAL region. They always get gypped.
Yeah. They missed out.
Wait, hold on.
We're waiting.
I had this. I had this as a kid. I'm not even kidding.
What?
Oh, it's all coming back to me now. Okay, so my...
Aw, yeah.
And it's all coming
My mom bought it off of QVC. You guys remember QVC? No, it was the Home Shopping Network because there was no QVC yet. You guys know what the Home Shopping Network is?
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't know what QVC is.
Okay, well, it's QVC is just a new Home Shopping Network.
Oh, okay.
So, the Home Shopping Network and the game that I got, because I'm going through the list, the 38 Ambush Alley, that's the game that that came with it. Because I remember playing the game as a kid, and when the people came up, like the civilians, you could shoot the civilians... And I remember my mom telling me, those aren't the ones you're supposed to shoot. And I said something to the effect of, I shoot everything or something like that.
Wow, so
you won't step on Goombas, but you'll shoot civilians.
Wow.
Hunter, you are literally the only human being on the planet I know who could be in a conversation about the most obscure VCR-based video game console on the planet and be like, oh, wait, I have that. I just forgot that I had it because I have so many obscure consoles.
Well, no, I don't have it anymore, but...
But you had it. Like, you remember it.
Oh, my God, I actually had this. I remember it, well, especially from the Ambush Alley. Like, I remember thinking, like, the acting was terrible. Like, it is god-awful. Like, it is...
You're going to try to find one of these consoles now, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh.
I've opened up a past you forgot about.
And I'm not even kidding, man. I was like 4. It was one of my earliest memories because we were playing it in the kitchen because that's where the we had like a really small TV for the kitchen. It was black with like a silver little dial on it, and it only got so many channels, so... Me and my brother, we would just put gaming consoles on it because obviously, you know, Channel 3 came in when you plugged it in, right?
Yep.
And, oh my gosh, that is so weird.
Can we just agree that Action Max is the most 1980s sounding thing ever?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
The
it's
Action terrible. Max Extreme!
Blue Thunder for the Action Max.
So, Purple Turtles.
Purple Turtles!
Huh.
Yeah, you walk across the turtles' backs to get the fruit, and then you come back, and you do it a few times, but you have a time limit. And
the turtles are floating in water.
Right, but on the first level, one of the turtles will occasionally dive. But you can't jump in the water, so you gotta wait till he surfaces, you know? But let's say on this first level you get enough fruit to make it to the next level. On the next level, two turtles dive at a time, so you really gotta be careful what turtle you're standing on, which one you're jumping to. It's basically a cross between Frogger and Pac-Man.
You give this way too much credit.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
To say it's like, that's worse than your Star Fox comment.
No, man, that was really bad. That Star Fox comment was atrocious.
It's still not as bad as comparing the Apple Bandai Scottie Pippen to the Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, that's, okay, yeah.
That's
I think
the
all
time. That wasn't even me.
I wasn't comparing. I was saying they're the same.
All right. Oh, just stop it. Just stop it. Please. I had to re-listen to that episode to stop it.
My mind is scarred.
So when you jump on the turtle's back, it doesn't fall?
Well, it might. But
they just go up and down randomly.
No, it's in a sequence, but whether it falls or not doesn't matter or be affected by whether you're on their back or not. These are some pretty strong turtles. They're like the Ninja Turtles, basically.
But they're purple.
Right, they're all Donatellos.
So, were they affected by, like, a nuclear...
Nothing affects them.
Or...
Yeah, there was some ooze, and they came across it. And unlike the Ninja Turtles, though, they weren't trained in Kung Fu. They were just trained in waffle making. And it wasn't a rat. It was a raccoon.
Huh.
Yeah.
This is the worst animation I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty awful.
It's not
even
that
for
bad.
A Commodore 64 game, this is really bad.
It's not that bad.
Come on. The Commodore 64 had Q-Bert. That was a great game with great animation. This is just garbage.
You know, while we're talking about the Commodore 64, you know what other game it had on it?
Purple Turtles?
Purple Turtles!
So...
Purple.
What is the? So you're just going back and forth the entire time?
Well, you gotta get the fruit.
That's it? Why is there an owl in the tree? to take up game memory?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's a time limit.
Well, yeah, you gotta have. It's challenging. It's an old school, really tough challenge game. It's like an arcade classic, but not in the arcade. Yeah. They brought it home.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be in the arcade.
No, it's not an arcade game. It's kind of like Super Mario Brothers, you know? It was revolutionary. It brought arcade-style gameplay into the home.
But Super Mario Brothers was an arcade game.
It's true, but it was original. Okay, that was a terrible example. You got me there. Purple Turtles is a better one.
Let's talk about Green Dog.
Oh, Green Dog.
I have a problem with Green Dog.
The only game to this week's Retro Showdown.
What? Mine is a game. What? Purple Turtles is a game.
Oh, come on.
Blue Thunder.
Jesus.
You had this console. You admit to playing this game.
No, I never played Blue Thunder.
Because that's a movie.
Oh, you played the other one.
I played 38 Ambush Alley. That's a little different.
Yeah, that's like gun games.
I think that's where my hatred for gun games came from.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, the Action Max. We just helped, solve your lifelong issues.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I'm like a whole new person. I'm like the Juggernaut 2.0 now.
Oh, Lord.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
In Green Dog, why is there no actual Green Dog?
It's his name?
He's a guy called Green Dog?
Yeah.
But he's just like a surfer bum.
Yeah.
He doesn't
Jason, have you ever been to Hawaii? No. Ever. Okay, well then, that's why you don't understand.
I got invited once.
But you didn't go.
No.
Because you were too busy playing the Action Max.
Yes.
Okay, Jason, does your Blue Thunder game have any actual Blue Thunder?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Thunder.
No, it
by
doesn't.
By definition.
It's the name of the helicopter.
Right, but it doesn't actually have... Well, Green Dog's the name of the guy, but see, my game is the only game that actually has what the title says it has. My game has purple turtles in it.
Yeah, mutilated, they're disgusting, industry-ridden purple turtles.
Purple turtles. Don't make fun of their past. Just respect them for who they are.
Well, no. I mean, come on. The only thing that's purple about them is their shells. That's completely abnormal. And to have four of them... Something's going on. There's like a big dumping site nearby, or there's a lot of nuclear waste getting.
Site.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuclear waste getting pushed out. I don't want to step on these turtles. You probably go right through them because there's probably nothing but purple and goo.
Well, the guy is not jumping on them because he wants to. It's just out of necessity. You might actually be surprised to learn how influential Purple Turtles is in gaming history.
Oh, please enlighten me.
Well, I'll give you an example. Many later games would have elements where you have to jump onto temporary platforms across a river. For example, in the game Green Dog, the Beach Surfer Dude, there are several sections where you have to jump onto temporary platforms across a river. The purple
are you
turtles
really trying
first.
To say that Purple Turtles was the first to have a quote-unquote temporary platform?
No, Pitfall was. But Purple Turtles
Thank
totally
you very
did
much.
It
Thank
way
you very much.
Before Green Dog, the Beach Surfer Dude.
Right, they were basing it off Pitfall. I'm all right with that.
Okay.
Green
Purple Turtles still did it first.
Beach Green... Surfer Dude.
Yeah, he was created in an effort for Sega to have an actual mascot before Sonic the Hedgehog was chosen.
Yeah.
And he's a failure. He clearly failed.
He's a failure.
Well, he didn't win the mascot race, but I mean, it's still a great game.
Yeah, it's not a great game.
When was the last time you played a game that involved a lazy bum... surfer guy?
That well, sounds compelling.
Let's see. There's Thrill.
Yeah,
Safari,
you throw him in a completely
NES.
Different environment.
There's Toe Jam and Earl on Sega Genesis.
Oh, those
there's
are aliens.
California Games on Atari Lynx. There's California Games on NES.
He just got you there.
No, those are sporting going. Games. Those are sport games. That doesn't count.
But you're still playing as laid-back beach bums in all of them.
You sure?
Yeah. How about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project? Remember how it opens?
Yeah.
The four turtles are on the beach.
Yeah? Were they surfing?
Yeah,
no,
there is
they
a
weren't.
Whole surfing level.
Later in the game.
But they start out surfing.
And it's only a level. This guy does this. That's his life. This is his livelihood. This is what he does.
Oh, when he's not jumping into Aztec-looking temples.
It was only the once.
Oh, right, but that's my point. He's not always surfing either.
Yeah, but the whole game, though.
Was this a cash-in on The Simpsons?
The Simpsons?
Young guy, laid back, skateboarding, blonde hair.
Animated. He's catchphrases.
He's a crappy Bart Simpson.
Okay. Even has the red shorts.
That's fine.
He's a crappy Bart Simpson.
I'll take a crappy Bart Simpson over purple turtles and VHS game. Unbelievable.
Yeah, your game is unbelievably bad.
Your game is unbelievably bad.
Okay, it may be unbelievably bad on the grand scheme of video gaming and the entire history of video games, but at least I brought games. You guys didn't even bring games.
Mine is a game.
No.
Yes, it is. How is it not a game?
No.
I mean, Jason's is a VHS tape. It's a movie. Mine really, really super is totally a game. Actually a game. There's points and time limits and goals and gameplay and stuff.
Ooh, I wouldn't call that gameplay, my friend.
Yes, it's like a cross.
Not call that gameplay.
It's basically a cross between Frogger and Pitfall and Patman.
We're adding games now.
I realize I need to put Pitfall in there because it's more Pitfall than anything else.
Yeah, and, you know, there's aspects of Metal Gear Solid and Half-Life 2.
No, there's not.
Oh, there's what not? You sure?
What I'm saying is actually legitimate. What, you don't see the influence there? You don't see the resemblance? You don't see the commonalities?
All of that is hilarious.
Well, I mean, maybe you can't see the similarities with that big, goofy yellow hat over your eyes, green dog. Does he have any eyes? Does he have anything?
Of course he doesn't. Of course he does.
No, he doesn't.
He just rides the hat low because that's what the cool kids do.
That's not his hat. That's his hair.
So he is a crappy Bart Simpson.
No, he wears a hat.
That's a hat?
He's got like that whole beach washed mop hairdo, but he's wearing a hat as well.
Why is it forked? Why is the hat forked?
Why is it forked? Because Bart Simpson's hair is forked.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
What?
He really is a crappy Bart Simpson.
No.
He is.
What do you mean Bart Simpson's hair is forked?
Look at Bart Simpson's hair. It's spiky at the top.
Yeah, it's spiky at the top. It's not forked.
His is pushed down by the hat.
Yeah. It's different,
thus
Jason.
Pushing those spikes forward.
It's different. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of The Simpsons where Bart Simpson goes through an Aztec fortress.
There probably is like three.
Oh, Bart Simpson. Sorry. Simpsons, Aztec.
I probably shouldn't have said that because there's like 1,000 episodes of The Simpsons. Yeah. I'm sure they hit one.
Well, there's the one where they're in South America and they're coming down the lava river away from the cursed Aztec temple because Homer Simpson says the line, "Save me, Jeebus!"
Yeah, that's a lot better than Green Dog.
Yeah, I'd rather watch The Simpsons than play Green Crap.
You know what you can watch The Simpsons on? The Action Max, because it uses a VHS player.
What is a VHS player? It doesn't make any sense.
You've never heard
it's the term VCR, VHS. Jason. It's a VCR.
No. There's a difference. VHS is legitimate.
No, it's not.
Yes,
come
it
on.
Is.
Come
what's
on.
Your deal? What's wrong with saying VHS?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable?
Your VHS. Game's unbelievable.
No, a VCR is a video cassette recorder. A VHS player just plays video cassettes. There's no recording feature.
So you're saying that you'd rather watch a VHS on a VHS player than watch it on a VCR, which can play VHSs and record.
No, I'm
probably
saying
for
I'd
the
rather
same amount
play
of money.
Blue Thunder on a VHS player, because if a younger brother and sister comes along and accidentally hits that record button, you've lost that game.
Okay, no offense, guys, but that was the lamest back and forth we've ever had. You guys just legitimately argued about whether you would prefer to watch something on VHS or VCR. Who cares? I mean, really.
Jason cares.
Okay, fine.
That's
Purple Turtles!
That's
Purple Turtle. It's better than Green Dog.
Oh, no, it's not.
Which would you rather own, a green dog or purple turtle?
A purple turtle. That's awesome. That's rare.
No, it's disgusting. It's nuclear waste infested. No, I don't want that in my house.
Purple turtles.
You could dye a dog green. I mean, that's a little inhumane, and PETA might come after you, but, you know, whatever.
Purple turtles! Ugh. The fruit changes level by level, just like Pac-Man.
Oh, stop it! Just stop it.
It's true. I'm not lying. It actually happens.
The game does not get better if you refer it to other better games. This is not a cheerleading practice.
Fine. It's exactly like Pinball Quest.
Oh, come on! That's it.
I was kidding on that one, guys. Come on.
I can't do this anymore.
All right, fine. Then what's your final argument? Why should anyone vote for Green Dog, the beached surfer dude?
Because Green Dog, just the like beached... It's my turn. Beached surfer dude. It's the only game that was brought this week. You have to pick
it. Not true. Mine is a game.
Yeah. But we can agree that like Jason's is not, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, okay.
Continue on.
Wow. Jason, why should anyone vote for your VHS tape?
Because the Action Max is fantastic. Like the Dreamcast, it died before its time.
Oh, my God. If I ever meet you, Jason, I've got so many lashes for you.
I feel like eventually on this podcast we're just going to be reacting to Jason's statements like that all the time.
I thought I was bad, but good grief.
It's a factual statement.
Okay, my final
argument
both
died before their time
is a serious one. I actually have a serious one. If you look up Purple Turtles on YouTube and look up the gameplay videos, go to the comments and you'll see all these people who have fond memories of playing Purple Turtles on their Commodore 64 growing up. Some of them, it was their first game. Some of them forgot all about it till they stumbled on it on the internet again. But clearly, it's a quality game because many still hold a fond place for it in their hearts. Purple Turtles! All right, cool. Let's do some shout-outs. Hey, Ben Landis. Yeah. Ben Landis, thanks for letting us use your intro and outro tracks. It's pretty cool. Also want to thank our interlude artist, Fox Synergy, for the Back Alley Hero track. It's actually inspired by a side-scrolling beat-em-up. He wants that kind of mood to it. I think it's effective. You can download it on the podcast page if you want. And I have a shout-out this week. I'm going to go by Twitter handle, BigJonathan91. Because he's super freaking smart and insightful, and I appreciate what he has to say on Twitter and on One More Castle. Hunter, what do you got?
I've got following me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My website is ericmhunter.net, and I want to give a shout out to the Time Puncher!
The Time Puncher!
Which is at The Time Puncher on Twitter. You probably should follow him. Because I don't know what he'll do if you don't.
I don't want to know. He might kill us all.
Jason! The Time Puncher!
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And I'd like to give a shout out to our newest writer, Peter Scarrett. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I think it is.
You can follow him at Peter Scarrett.
And there's two R's and two T's, because I always mess it up, and I have to remember.
Yes.
Actually, well, there's three R's, because there's an R in Peter.
If you can't remember that, find his article on Pinball on our website, and you'll find a Twitter link there.
There you go. Perfect. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, well, you better send us a listener email discussion question, because I'm not going to tell you what my Twitter handle is this week. I'm going to wait till next week.
At Purple Turtles.
Purple Turtles!
I'm sure it's already taken.
Probably, yeah. That's how Twitter works. So remember, guys, you can send us listener email discussion questions, vote in the Retro Showdown poll, and leave comments on the page. I love the crazy discussions that inevitably arise. And remember, listeners, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!